What's up, Positivamente Joe family? Welcome back to another week and episode of our podcast together. Thank you so much for listening in and tuning in. This week on our show, we are talking about young people, the youth of our movement, and those who are being newly diagnosed. This week, I have an amazing young man who I recently found through Instagram, who has been living very open and in his truth, and was newly diagnosed only back in October. His name is Lenny. I can't wait for you to meet him. After the jump, we're going to meet our new co-host for this week. Stay tuned, only on Positivamente Yo. Alrighty, folks, welcome back to another week of Positivamente Yo. I am here with Lenin Rivera from Boston, Mass. I'm so excited to have him on. This young man is super powerful, and literally less than 6 days ago, he posted on his Instagram page thanking the world and friends and close people for standing next to him as he came out, basically to the world as HIV positive. So, Lenin, thank you so much for being here this week and being my co-host.
Having me.
Yeah, so if you could just share a little bit about yourself and who you are and where you're from.
So, I'm 19 years old. I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm of Puerto Rican and Honduran descent. And actually, HIV isn't the first medical problem I've encountered. I am also a cancer survivor, so Wow. Yeah, there's that.
Wow, that's awesome. That's crazy. So how long ago were you diagnosed and have you been clear of cancer?
I was first diagnosed when I was about 5 years old, and then I had it up to until I was 10 years old.
Wow. God bless, and literally, like, truly, then your story is a story of survival. So, Lenin, you are 19 years old, correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with your latest medical issue, which was HIV? When did you find out you were positive?
I found out I was positive early October.
Early October of 2019.
About 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And so, can you, right, for other young people listening, what was that like for you? Like, how was that for you?
It was very startling, just to, like, speak about it. I feel like at the moment, like, I was diagnosed, like, I thought it was basically the end of the world. I wasn't well-educated about it, so there was a lot of, like, back and forth with just within myself thinking, like, oh, my God, like, this isn't an automatic death sentence. Like, I honestly didn't even know that there was proper medication that could actually help you.
So this was literally only a couple months ago, and yet literally the other day you were posting on your story, which was so badass, about Biktarvy and you plus you. How did that switch from a couple months ago of you being scared and feeling uneducated about HIV to the point where now, like, a couple weeks, like literally a couple days ago, you were posting how to take care if you're going to be on HIV or if you're going to be on PrEP? What changed?
Honestly, I feel like if it's mostly because of the culture I'm around, it's mostly because of, like, my friends, the people that actually supported me the most, my mom. I was very embarrassed, to say the least, about like, my diagnosis when it first came out. Like, honestly, I thought of myself lesser than other people, and, like, I'm somebody that has always been body positive and, like, has helped influence people throughout my life, and it was a big struggle, and it still is. It's like you don't get over something like that in a couple of weeks. Like, it could even take years, but I had a very great support system, so they kind of enabled me to do better. And ever since then, like, I slowly started teaching, like, people around me, I started teaching them more about, like, what HIV really is, how to prevent it, how to, like, how you can be on proper medication and it'll help you out. So, like, anytime I see people, like, make remarks about STDs or anything like that, I love to correct them now. It's just because of the type of person I am. And, I mean, at the end of the day, the only reason I really did this is because you're always going to know who's going to be there for you, who's going to support you, who's not. And, I mean, what a great way to start than just coming out like that.
No, I agree. And so I want to kind of take a step back. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm going to be 33 this year. You're in your early, you know, your late teens. You're about to be in your 20s. What is, right, because I'm speaking to a generation after me, what does your generation feel or think about? It's a much more open generation with regards to sexuality, about being LGBTQI+. But what is the perception still in your generation about HIV and AIDS. Like, you shared your own perceptions of it. But what about your peers? What about your friends? What about people in your school online? How are they reacting and how do they feel about HIV or AIDS?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, the perception is more 50-50, like in tune. There are people that are educated by it, and then there's a lot of people that aren't educated by it. Like, just say the first thing that comes to mind, which the first thing, of course, is, oh, it's a death sentence, like, it's not treatable. And, like, people don't understand how much medicine has advanced within the last couple of years. So they do just automatically assume, oh, if you have something like that, like, you could spread it to me, you'll be dirty. Like, they just love to assume. And then there's the other 50% that are, like, well-educated. But it is really, really hard with my generation compared to other generations, because other generations are more in tune with science and they know more about medication compared to mine.
And the other thing, an aspect I want to look at, you are a Latinx man. So you're a Latino, you said Puerto Rican and Honduran influences and blood running through your veins, so that's awesome. How is it culturally? I know for me, yo soy boricua también and cubano, but how is it for you being from a Latino home where I know I was growing up, I'm not sure if your mom did the same thing. My mom and dad were trying to tell me, don't have sex till you get married, save it for the one you love. Of course, I didn't listen. But what is it like for you culturally to be Latino, and how was it growing up for you being Latino and talking about sex or STIs?
Honestly, culturally, I feel like it has affected me. Like, the minute my mom found out, my mom's like, I don't want you clubbing anymore. I don't want you going crazy. Basically, she just said, like, basically, I have no more freedom left. Like, she didn't want me going out or, like, even partying anymore because she thought that was the main cause of it. When I'm not, like, I mean, I used to be a party animal, if I'm going to be quite honest, but that's not really, like, the reason why this happened. Like, it's deeper than that, but yeah, like, culturally, something like this is not accepted, especially in the Latino community. It's frowned upon, and they don't care enough to want to read the science of it at all. And I come from a very religious family, so even then, me, like, being gay wasn't even accepted in the first place, so this is just adding more fire to the flame.
And how do you, I mean, it must be tough for you emotionally, mentally. How do you cope or deal with this struggle? Like, right? All those different layers and intersectionalities that you're talking about. How do you deal with that on a day-to-day basis? What do you do to cope?
To cope, honestly, just my support system. I try hanging out with my friends that the most I can. I met somebody that, like, has it too. So we've kind of, like, talked about, like, he's become one of my most closest friends just because I can relate to him and he understands the struggles and we just talk through it. So I feel like, if honestly, one of the biggest factors of me being able to cope with this was just my friends and the small circle I have. I probably have maybe like 3 friends now, but they've always kept it real with me and they haven't ever switched up for anything. So basically we just hang out for the most part whenever I'm feeling stressed out or I'm feeling down. If not, I'm a journalist, so I'll write about it and it'll make me feel much better about it.
Nice. I journal as well. That's amazing. And so I guess for me, a couple weeks ago, and again, I don't ever want my co-host to feel guilty when I say this. You don't have to listen to the show. But two weeks ago, we had a guest on. His name was William Brzezinski. He is one of the OGs folks who have been living with HIV for more than 15, 20 years. Like, they had it from the beginning, like POSE days, basically. But I was wondering, William said, hey, I want to know how this generation wants me to be able to communicate with them. So what do you feel is the biggest impact on you as far as helping you to navigate or feel supported with having HIV? Not just your friends, but are there online groups you joined? Is there anywhere where you can find stuff? What do you need to feel connected or knowledgeable?
There is a support system called GLASS. It's in Boston, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. They have meetings like every single Friday. I maybe go to like one meeting every like 3 or 4 weeks. That's basically the only support system I've like gone out to in terms of resources.
Okay, cool. And then the next thing, of course, it was exactly around that. What has POSE done for you? Have you seen season 1 and 2? How do you feel about it? I know when I saw it, I broke down crying tons of times. But how has POSE impacted you?
It has impacted me in a great way. I've only seen season 1, but it's still, I feel like the way that it's portrayed HIV within the like older community and when it first started coming out, they did a really good job portraying it compared to other shows or other people's perceptions of it. And it really has helped how people think about it.
Yeah, and so you already identified as a young gay man of color, and like you said, you're not really, you know, you're a partier, you have fun. How has the gay community treated you, and how is it being a single young man, right, looking out there trying to date? I know it's been difficult even for me, and I'm in my 30s, but what is that like now navigating being openly pos and in the gay community for you? Has that changed at all? Is it better? Is it worse? What is that like?
Honestly, at first, I thought that it did change, and I thought it was really horrible. Like, I thought nobody would like me, but then I started being more confident about it, and, like, I started expressing myself more and talking about myself more and basically just educating people before I even try, like, going, like, the extra mile with them. Of course, there's still the people that are like, oh, like, they still don't, like, believe that, like, there's a character, and, like, it has affected me in a negative way, but I've seen it as more of a positive thing because the people I do end up talking to, I can tell they actually care about me and, like, they don't just want sex. And before, I was, like, getting really tricked into, like, oh, let me talk to this guy and then, like, that guy. And then, basically, it has helped me become a better person, if I'm going to be totally honest. It has helped me understand what I want in life, what it takes to be happy. And I've noticed that now when I start talking to guys, and they're more appreciative of what I have to offer versus just taking, like, full advantage of me. And I can understand what people actually care about me because now they'll support me much more than they used to in the past.
Cool. Perfect. I think that's a great pace for us to take a break. Folks, we'll be back with Lenin Rivera from Boston, Massachusetts, a new young activist, an advocate and a survivor not only of cancer, but now is living and thriving with HIV and AIDS. We'll be right back after the break on Positivamente Yo. Stay tuned. Love what you're hearing. Don't forget to subscribe. It's free on all of your podcasting listening platforms. Positivamente Yo is on social media. We're currently on Facebook and on Instagram. So make sure you like and share. Join in on the conversation. There'll be polls and message boards and topic ideas. I want to hear it all from you. And also you can send me via the Anchor app and whatever your podcasting listening devices are, there will be a link for you to send me voice notes or voice messages just on your thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions. And if you're ever interested in being a guest on the show for any of our topics, again, you can check us out on Facebook, send me a DM, send us a line, and we will definitely try to get you on. Don't forget, Positivamente Yo, P-O-Z-I-T-I-V-A-M-E-N-T-E, Positivamente Yo, which is Y-O. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and like and subscribe on all of your podcasting listening formats. Welcome back, folks, to Positivamente Yo. I'm joined by the young, amazing, and really charismatic Lenin Rivera, who is from Boston, Massachusetts, who is a newly ordained and formed HIV activist out in the bean. He's only 19 years old. He is a cancer survivor as well as now living and thriving with HIV. Before the break, Lenin, we were getting into how the dating scene went, how pose was for you, your basically finding out you were pos experience and the cultural experiences. I guess for me, I want to kind of get into, what is your advice for other young queer men of color who are out there, who are experimenting, who are having sex without condoms and all that stuff? What is your advice to your peers in your generation, those kids who are just coming out of high school, going into college? What is your advice to them?
Honestly, my advice would just be to be careful, try to practice safe sex as much as you can. It's okay to make mistakes, but learn from them, and you should always be getting tested. The way I got tested is I got tested so soon within the process that I actually got tested within the first week of contracting the virus, so I was really smart about it, and it made the Biktarvy medicine work much, much better versus if I was somebody that didn't get tested regularly. So in some ways I am proud of myself because of that, because I could have been somebody that waited a long time to get tested or something like that, but I was somebody that would be getting tested regularly. So it made it a much better experience for me, but my advice would honestly be to get tested regularly and to practice safe sex much more.
Okay, cool. I guess for me, getting into, you said that HIV, you were almost grateful that it has helped you become a better individual as a result of now you having it. And so I kind of want to ask, where do you see yourself going from here? You're very vocal and out there now on your social media platforms as being Paz. Where do you see yourself going next as a budding activist? What do you want to see changed? What do you want to do? How do you want to use your platform? Where do you go from here?
From here, honestly, I do want to become an activist. I want to be able to talk to people much more. Just take a better path with my life. I'm going to be honest, HIV has probably been one of the biggest blessings I've ever received in my life. When it first happened, it seemed to be a curse to me, and I thought it was the worst ever thing ever. Like, I honestly thought it was one of the worst things that's ever happened to me, and over time I realized that it has honestly impacted my life in such a great way. It makes me more in tune within my community and trying to help out other people, and honestly, it has helped my journalism so much. I've actually become a better writer because of it. The relationships I have with other people are much more serious, even with my friends. They've even told me myself, they're like, dude, like, you've changed as a person, and like, I could even see this. And even my own family has said the same exact thing about me. So I'm really grateful to, I'm not gonna say like, oh my God, I'm so happy I have this. But I do feel like if this is a good thing that has happened to me, because it did help me wake up.
Wow, that's powerful. And so I guess for me, and I'm sure you're probably now starting to follow the news and research, as you've seen, I'm sure there are news articles that there's two or three companies that might have developed a quote-unquote cure for HIV, meaning they can eliminate it from the body. How do you feel about that as a young person? Does it give you hope that in your lifetime, maybe you could be cured of HIV, similar to how you were cured of cancer? Or how do you feel about hearing that news?
I mean, of course, it is inspiring. It makes me feel happy just because knowing that there might be a cure for it and then I won't have to take a pill every single day. But at this point, even if the cure never comes out, I mean, I'm still going to be happy. So it's kind of like a 50-50. Like, I kind of do feel happy that, like, the cure might be out, but then again, half of me doesn't really, like, care just because, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Like, half of me is like, oh, like, yeah, there might be a cure. And then the other half is like, even if the cure doesn't come out, like, it's still fine.
Cool. No, that was honest. That's very honest. And that's what I wanted to know. And so, yeah, I think for me, I want to know a little bit more about your close supports and friends. So, like, if you want to take a minute to just shout out those individuals, you don't have to even say their name. If you don't want to, you can. But just talk about how important support are as a young person, because, you know, I'm an older individual. I don't consider myself old, but older. I know that the suicide rates are so high amongst young people. What do you want to say to young people who feel like they don't have support? And can you share some of the stories of your friends or people who are close to you that help support you?
Hello? I just want to give a shout out to Clarissa, to Carolina, Bianca, Koi, my mom, Aileen. Those are all the people I want to give a shout out to for not treating me differently and not turning their eye on me and always being there for me, even when, like, every single time, they've always supported me with my life. So these are my best friends, and honestly, they're like my fucking, like, sorry, they're like my soulmate friends, and I love them to death.
That's beautiful. And so, like, you said you journal a lot. What are some of the things within your journaling? Have you looked back on your old writings and said, wow, this is like a crazy point, and now I'm here? Have you seen the growth even within yourself?
Within myself, yes, and within my writing, yes. I've just seen within myself the way I treat other people is, it's much more appealing. I care about people in a really serious way. I really do care about, like, the community, just anybody I see. I want to reach out to people and just change their perspective. Like, I want people to look at me and be like, oh my God, this kid, like, he helped me. Even if it's, like, the smallest of things. I really do like empowering other people and making them feel like, oh, you guys are strong. Like, don't worry about anything.
Perfect. And so I guess one final question for this segment is, if anyone, any young people, right? Because, yeah, I'm in my 30s. You're in your late teens, early 20s. If anyone that's in your age range, right? Because people feel comfortable reaching out to people that, right, are in their same group. So what if anyone wants to reach out to you, Lenny? Like, how do people get in touch with you? How can they contact you if they want
to
reach out?
Would I like to reach out to me, or?
You said, well, yeah, if someone listening to this podcast who's, like, young and their young teens wants to reach out to you, how can they reach out to you or connect with you?
My Instagram, Kissing Fuego.
Okay, can you say that slower just so people can listen to it?
If anybody wants to talk to me, text me, or even ask me any questions, they can send it their way there.
Kiss and Fuego, right?
Yep.
Cool. Perfect. Perfect. All right, folks. We'll be back with one final segment with this amazing young man, Lenny Rivera, right after the jump on Positivamente Yo. Stay tuned. Hi, Positivamente Yo family. It's me, Rafael, and I'm here to actually talk to you about something serious. 1 in 4 people live with a mental health condition. This means that someone on the bus, or the train, airplane, ferry, or in your car, driving next to you, or someone that you know, has probably thought of suicide. I know I have, and I'm a suicide survivor. We never know what another person is truly going through. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a number you can call if you have a friend, neighbor, coworker, and or someone you know who is really struggling and you are wondering how to be supportive. It is also a number that you can call if you are ever in a crisis or ever feel alone. Please enter this number into your cell phone right now. 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. You never know whose life you might save. It can be mine or it can be your own. Thank you. Alrighty, folks, we're back for our final segment with Lenin Rivera, 19 years old, out of Boston, Mass, who is a budding activist out there on the East Coast. And again, we were talking about supports, and he shouted out some of his friends and really talking about why it is important to have supports around you, which is the hugest thing. Lenin, thank you again so much for being on here. This final part I do with all my guests, it's more fun because, right, we've talked about very serious stuff, you're very serious, and you were still yourself, but this last part is an homage to Inside the Actor Studio, so I will ask you 10 questions, and you answer the first things that come to the top of your mind. You can explain as long as you want, or if you're like, okay, next question, just let me know when you're ready to move on, okay? Sounds good?
Okay.
Alrighty, question number one, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word is love.
Love, okay, beautiful. Are you, question number two, what is your least favorite word?
Hello?
Hello? Did you hear me? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Alrighty, question number two is, what is your least favorite word?
My least favorite word would probably have to be, I've never thought about that. Probably bastard.
Okay. Okay. Number three, what is your biggest turn-ons?
My biggest turn-offs?
Turn-ons.
Oh, turn-on. Intelligent people that care about, wanting to advance their future.
Okay.
Yeah, just people that really care about themselves and they don't have to lie about it to convey that message.
Perfect. And now the opposite. Exactly. Question number four. What is your biggest turn off?
My biggest turn off is honestly somebody that's not educated, somebody that basically just people that like only crave sex for the most part. I mean, it's not a bad thing to crave that, but and people that only care about money. I can't stand somebody that only cares about money and thinks that money is the key to happiness.
Okay, cool. Number five, what sound or noise do you love?
Airplanes. And there's actually an airplane above me right now passing by.
Cool. Number six, what sound or noise do you hate?
What sound do I hate?
Yep.
The sound of styrofoam. Like scratching.
Wow, another one of our guests said the same thing. That's so funny. All right, cool. What is your favorite curse word?
Bitch.
Okay. What profession other than your own would you like to try or attempt?
What is what? Sorry.
What job or profession would you like to try that's not the current job that you're doing now?
To be a journalist. I just feel like that's kind of like a full-time job type of thing. And the way I'm going to achieve that is just by traveling the world for the most part, telling my journey and releasing my book, which hopefully will be out within the next 2 years.
Perfect. So, you know, if you release the book, you could come back and talk about your book, right? And promote it. Okay, cool. All right. What other job or profession would you not want to try that you don't want to do?
Probably more things within customer service.
Okay.
One job I wouldn't like is being a flight attendant.
Okay, cool. And here's our final question for this interview, Lenny. If heaven were to exist, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I would like for him to say that it's okay to make mistakes, that I've had a pretty tough life, but that it's going to get better. That's probably what I'd like to say. Maybe something along the lines of I might get accepted to heaven.
Okay, perfect, cool. Well, thank you again so much for being so brave and being so open and honest about your status and your life. And being such a young person, I know you haven't been feeling well, so thank you for coming on even though you're sick. I'm so grateful to have met you. And again, you have a brother, Edmano, out here in Chicago for life. So if you ever come out, know that you have family out here and you have another support. And I tell this to all my guests. You're my co-host, not my... I tell this to all my guests. Yeah, co-host. You are the co-host exactly for that reason. If you ever want to come on or host your own episode or want to practice journalism and start your own podcast, I'm here to support you. Lenin, thank you again so, so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. If you're ever in Boston, you could feel free to give me a call. If not, I'll go to Chicago sometime within the next 2 years to meet you, okay?
Sounds great. Wonderful. Thanks, Lenny. Have a great day and rest up and feel better.
Have a great day and take care.
All right, bye. Folks, stay tuned. Right after the break, I'll give my final thoughts on the amazing Lenin Rivera and today's episode. Stay tuned only on Positivamente Yo.
That's all the time we have for today, Positivamente Yo family. I just want to thank Lenin. He's truly the next generation of our movement and getting to zero and truly ending this disease. I want to thank him for his strength, his power, living in his past truth, and in his own way, being an inspiration to me. And so Lenin, thank you. And to all of you young individuals out there who are for the first time experiencing or getting to know this disease, know that there are brighter days ahead. We've all gone through those moments of darkness, but just like Lenin, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We are all here for you. Feel free to reach out to us, to me, to him, to any of our guest co-hosts that you've heard so far. Until next week, Positivamente Yo family, H, Luis Progreso, stay safe, and I look forward to coming to you next week. Bye.